Ophiris, that did I just hear you? Did you just open a beer?
Yeah. It's not like I have anywhere to drive.
Yeah, no. That's true. I only ask because I also have a beer.
Ah, nice. What do you got there?
I have a Guinness draft.
Ooh.
Here. Nice. My one complaint about this Guinness draft is that I think it is the one that sat outside after a 4th of July party several years ago for a couple of days in the backyard. And then we put it in the cabinets and we're like, oh, we should throw that away. But then I didn't throw it away. And that it happens to be the only beer I have in the house right now. But, you know, these are hard times and we have to make you go to war with the army you have.
This week was hard. So I feel like any chance to have a little extra celebration. I knew that I was going to be able to talk to you. And I thought, oh, I will have a cocktail hour with Jonathan Colton.
Cocktail hour with Jonathan Colton. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it
just
is
a couple
nice.
Of couple of pals having cocktails together.
Just a couple of pals hanging out, doing a show. Do you want to play the song?
Yeah, sure. I'll play the song.
Excellent.
Here we go. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from inside our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. It's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Sweatpants, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hey!
Woo!
Woo!
So what's new with you, Ophira? What have you been up to?
What have I done? I've accidentally clicked on Instagram stories of people basically talking to the screen, and then they say hello,
like a
Ophira.
Live, yeah, one of the Instagram live feeds, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's just talking to each other for all of us to be part
watch.
Of.
Sure.
To watch, yeah. But it is weird that we are just throwing it all out there.
Yeah. Living my life through screens all the time. It's very... It's very wearying. I, you know, the thing about it, I have some friends who have taken to, you know, calling me, like starting a FaceTime with me.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue.
Oh, no.
Without any prep work, without any warning. And so suddenly, it's like their face is at my window.
No.
Hi,
yeah,
are
right.
you here? Are you here? You want to talk? And I find it weirdly intrusive.
Yeah, and you can just see their thought. They're like, oh, I'm just going to FaceTime with Jonathan right now, see what he's up to. And all of a sudden you're
Yeah, what are you doing in my house? That's what it feels like.
It's like your annoying neighbor. Hi.
Hi.
I can see it. I can see your home.
I knew your home, and I saw that you have $20, so I came by to borrow $20.
So do you ignore them, or do you pick them up?
No, I pick them up because I'm terribly lonely.
You know, and I have had similar things or even just phone calls. I do panic when someone calls me on the phone. And I really appreciate that some people know how to gracefully end a phone conversation, because that is an art and it is a lost art. Because we all used to know how to do that. Just find the natural ending, the natural closure, and leave.
My dad's thing is to say, well, I'll let you go. He says that every time.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
one of my favorites.
Like he's doing me a favor.
Right. Well, I know you, and I'm going
to
let you go.
I know you're busy. I know you don't want to talk to me.
You know, my mother always used to say, love you, but leave you at the end of a conversation.
What is that? That means I love you, but I'm leaving right now, the conversation?
You know, she would, she lived in Canada for 50 years of her life, but it was always like she'd just gotten there. And so I feel like she would take little things like from songs or expressions or, you know, common sayings, and she would just put them in her own
assemble them into some new idea. That's very
right.
cute. I like that.
Yeah. So at the end of a conversation, she'd be like, love you, but leave you. I'd be like, I think that's what you say to someone when you're breaking up with them.
One of the funniest things that a friend of mine ever did to me was I was talking to them on the phone, and it was nearing the end of the conversation, and they said, hey, tell me if this sounds like a phone hanging up. And then they hung up on me.
No.
And for a second, I was like, yeah, that really did sound... Hello?
That's terrible.
No,
Come on.
It was a funny joke. I appreciated it.
Yeah, that's on par with the first time and only the first time that someone's voicemail was, you know, the old, hello? Hello?
I think my voicemail message is still like that. Sorry, everybody.
That's great.
Well, Ophira, I guess I'll let you go. Good to
talk
to you.
No. Hang on. You've got some time. I know you've got some time.
I do. I have nothing but time.
You know what I need? I need to do this show. It would really make me feel so much better.
Yeah, I need to do the show too. Let's do a show.
Let's do a show. We have a packed episode on today's show. Joining us from his famed garage, we have podcast icon and actor Marc Maron. And we have two lovely sets of contestants. We played some games with musicians Amy Mann and Michael Penn. But first, we have New Yorker cartoonist Emily Flake and her husband John Pastore. Just so you know, we had some technical difficulties when we recorded this, but it still works, I think. I have no idea. I haven't slept in days. It's all a bit of a blur.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're all doing our best here.
That's right. Emily Flake, and we wrangled in your husband, John Pastore, into this. Thanks.
Hello.
So how are you guys doing? What are you doing to kind of keep sane?
Sane is not a metric I acknowledge anymore. I can't put a do not disturb on my child, by the way, so I can't guarantee this is going to
totally
be a fine. Completely...
totally fine. Yeah, no, we've had lots of interruptions as part of what it is. Yeah. Emily, you've always been a baker, I know, because I will know you in person, but also because you post the most amazing things that you have concocted all the time on Instagram. How's your baking game?
You know, the first couple weeks I was doing a lot of like stress and quarantine baking because it made me feel better. And I haven't baked anything this week, in part because it seems almost wrong to partake in joy. I don't know that. And my daughter asked me why I looked pregnant the other day. So there's that.
Oh, that's nice. That's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. She always knows just what to say.
You're like, great. Yeah. We all feel so close right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys doing anything for Passover or Easter in your house to have fun?
I actually bought both American Cadbury cream eggs and the parallel import British Cadbury cream eggs that you can get at a place in Park Slope a few weeks ago. So I'm going to hide those, let Tug find one, and eat the rest myself.
Just, wow. How many do you have?
Like 8.
All right. We have a couple games for you. What do you say? You want to play a couple games that have nothing to do with anything?
Yay.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we've got for you. We have a game called Speeches and Songs. So each clue is a mashup of two clips. The first is an actor performing a famous line from Shakespeare, and the second is a pop song. So you're just going to tell me the Shakespeare play or the song title or the band or artist, or you can just share a thought that you've had sometime in your life.
This is not a softball question, man.
I said you could share a thought. You can share a thought. We have loads of hints, and you'll be surprised. Okay. All right. So, Emily, this is for you. The first part of this clue comes from Dominic West in a 1999 film adaptation.
The course of true love never did run smooth. Just like the ocean under the moon, it's
the same as the emotion that I get from you. Okay, the Shakespeare clip was Romeo and Juliet, and the song clip played every 5 seconds when I was a pizza delivery girl in Baltimore.
That part is correct.
The name of that song, right?
Yeah. It's called Emily's Pizza Delivery Career.
Or the artist. Yeah. You could also give us the artist.
Santana?
Yeah, that is correct. Okay, so everyone thinks that quote is from Romeo and Juliet, but it's Demetrius from A Midsummer Night's Dream. But yeah, that was Smooth Santana featuring Rob Thomas, which makes just as much sense as Santana working with Shakespeare, I suppose. Yeah, I know.
All right, John, here's one for you.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely play.
I have no hope for the Shakespeare. I'm not even going to take a stab at it. I secretly love that Taylor Swift song.
That's a good song. It's a good song.
It's a great song. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I think it is.
There's no shame. There's no shame in loving Taylor Swift. The play was actually As You Like It.
Emily, here's Helen Mirren as Prospera in Julie Taymor's 2010 adaptation.
We are such stuff as dreams are made on.
Who am I to disagree? I
Can I just say the song first? Because that's Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics.
That's right. That is correct.
And the play is a thing I should know.
Is it?
I'm going to guess Romeo and Juliet for everything because eventually we're going to get there, even though I know that's not Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, that's okay. That's The Tempest.
Right.
Yeah.
And I went to art school, man. What do you want?
Listen, we didn't write this for you because of your Shakespeare knowledge. You're here because you guys are personalities and accomplished people who can play games, okay?
That's
Thank
right.
you for making me feel better about knowing exactly one Shakespeare play.
All right, John, this is for you. It's your last clue. It starts with Lawrence Fishburne.
I kissed you. Killing myself to die.
Kiss.
I'm gonna guess Othello for the quote, and I actually don't know that song, and it doesn't have any memories or.
You know what? You are correct. It is Othello. Well done.
Woo. Yeah.
Wow.
Look at you.
All right.
Getting a Shakespeare play. And the song was actually Faith Hill, This Kiss.
I know. I got to say, though, that Othello, Lawrence Fishburne, very seductive.
Yes.
In that.
Yeah.
Part. My goodness, all breathy.
Can we just play that again
crazy.
A few times?
Yeah, very sexy death scene.
It's the closest I'm getting to kissing during this whole pandemic. And my husband's with me. Okay, guess what? It's a tie.
Yay.
Yeah,
oh, our
yeah,
marriage is so equitable. We're both
nice?
A little dumb.
After the break, we'll play another game with our friends Emily Flake and John Pastore. And later, I'll talk to WTF podcast host and Glow star, Mark Maron. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.